Back to Health Talk. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Let's talk now to Krista. Hi, Krista. How are you?
Okay, thank you for calling me back.
Sure.
I'm a little...
Actually, you called me, but that's okay.
I'm sorry that you took my...
Taking the call. Yeah.
I'm worried about black mold. I'm exposed for it probably longer than I know. That's in the basement. The foundation, it's a very old building. And on average, there are two or three old pipe breaks, water comes down.
Right, right.
So it started to rot, and it shows through the heavy oil paint in the door frame.
So you actually have black mold in your basement. So this is actually a very serious health problem. It is a very serious health problem, potentially, because not all mold that is black is deadly Stachybotrys mold. Stachybotrys is a very dangerous type of mold that is a major health problem that has actually caused schools to be evacuated and demolished because it not only causes allergy. I mean, it's one thing to wheeze or sneeze or have burning eyes from mold, which is a common phenomenon, but actually Stachybotrys can be very immunosuppressive. It can cause all manner of very serious illnesses. And in fact, the headline in the, I believe it was the Daily News or the Post in New York, one of the tabloids, on September 10th, 2001, you know, that was a very critical date, and I guess it was kind of a slow news day. The next day proved to be a more momentous news day, of course. But the headline was Deadly Mold, or actually it was Killer Mold. And that was in, 64-point type on the front of one of these tabloids. And it was about, this time of year. It rains a lot. Sometimes there's hurricanes in the Northeast, and mold proliferates, and it can be very, very dangerous. It can be not just cause allergies, but it can be immunosuppressive. So the suggestion is that you get an environmental checkout. There's an outfit that I use for my patients when I hear about this. Often, we'll have patients come in and they say, well, I've got asthma, or I've got wheezing, or I've got headaches, or I've got some form of malaise, chronic fatigue, and I'll ask about the environment. They'll say, oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, there is dark mold growing in my bathroom or in my basement or in my, I check my ducts of my HVAC system and there's all kinds of crud in there. And I say, call in an environmental consultant and get it checked. I use an outfit called My Healthy Home, and their website is myhealthyhome.info. I've interviewed them on my program, and they're very reputable. They actually will do a very scientific evaluation of the air quality in your home, not just for presence of mold, they specialize in that, but also for the presence of harmful chemicals and volatile organic compounds, so that you can find out if you've got sick house syndrome. Because, if you're sick, well, you might actually be sick because you have a sick house or a sick office. Environmental medicine, very important aspect of complementary medicine, is to look at the environment and chemicals as the cause of illness. And in your case, that might be a real issue. So please get it checked out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Health Talk.